Listen, we spoke about what the essence of the Brichas Erusin is all about, the first bracha that's recited under the Chuppah. Now tonight, we'll speak a little bit about some of the particulars about the Nuscha Brichas Erusin. There are a few ha'aras that the Gemara and the Rishonim have about the bracha of Brichas Erusin, which touches upon not just the particulars of this bracha, but touches upon many, many aspects of this bracha. This whole year is a general theme of different aspects of brachas, particularly spending a lot of time in Brichas HaMitzvos. So we're going to use this model of Brichas Erusin as a little bit of a springboard to talk about things which are bracha-related and other areas of halacha-related as well. Just to review quickly, the first of the Maamar Kabbalos was the same as we had from last week, just that's the Nuscha Bracha itself, as appears in the Gemara, Tani Idach, with the Gemara Ksubas of Zayin Rebeis, Mevarchim Brichas Chasanim, Beveis Chasanim. So first the Braisa speaks about the Brichas Chasanim. We haven't even spoke about that yet. That's the Bracha of the Sheva Bracha, so hopefully we'll talk about that in the future. Or Brichas Erusin, Beveis Erusin. One recites the Brichas Erusin in the house of Erusin, which again in the times of Chazal meant that it was in the father's home, the father of the girl's home. Before they would literally get married 6 months or 12 months later, they would have the ceremony of Erusin / Kiddushin. They would recite a bracha. What was the bracha? Because Erusin man mevarich, Rabban Barav Adav, Rabban Barav Adav, Travai Mashiach, Rabbi Yehuda Amri, they both stand in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Bracha Hashem lakem machalam asher kiddushan mitzvayis v'tzivan al arayos, v'yosolana sa arusos, v'yosolana sa nesuos, v'yichub v'kiddushin. The bracha has multiple themes to it. First of all, it highlights the fact that there's a prohibition on who we're not supposed to marry. Then it speaks about even within those women who we are allowed to marry, but Kozman, she's an Arusa, Kozman says she hasn't had the second stage of marriage of Nisuin, of Chuppah, whatever that means, so we still are not permitted to be together. And finally, we get to Lanas and Asilas Lanas de Chuppah Kiddushin. We mentioned last week the conceptual machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush, just what is the nature of this bracha. According to the Rambam, it is a brichas mitzvah. According to the Rush, it's a brichas shevach, not so much highlighting the mitzvah of marriage, but more of the praising Hashem for the institution of marriage. And the Gemara just continues. Rav Acha bar Rav Mesayim bar Mishmei Rav Yehuda. Baruch Hashem Mekanes Yisrael Yidei Chuba VeKiddushin. There was machlokes whether there's an Achasimus HaBracha. One opinion said there was, another said it wasn't. There was a whole explanation as to what that issue was. So there is a phrase in this bracha that's very striking. That we begin the bracha by saying Asher Kiddushan Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Mitzvahs, and then we throw in the phrase V'Asa Lanos Arusos. And the question is, what exactly is this Isser of Arusa? Couple has already had Kiddushin, he was already Mekadoshar, and as long as they haven't had the second stage of marriage, the Nisuin, which is again according to some Rishonim standing under the Chuppah, other Rishonim is the Yichud Rum, we try to do all the above. There's an interim period in Zayza Chazal, it was several months, Bizman Azeh, that's about 10 seconds, of the Isser of Arusa, and we highlight that Isser in the Brach itself. The Rashi in the second of Maamar Kabbalos is quick to point out that V'asolanos Arusos mid the Rabbanon. Rashi says that the Isser of Arusa is only an Isser mid the Rabbanon. Min HaTorah, she's perfectly permissible. Min HaTorah, she's a wife ready, ready Makadishah. Mid the Raisa, so there's no Isser to be with her. But mid the Rabbanon, there's an Isser called Bolas Arusa Asai. Now Rashi goes one step further, that Shegozwa ala Yichud Shal Penuya, the Af Arusa lo Itiru, Asher Dikanas L'chub Uvi Bracha. It comes Rashi and says, the prohibition of being with a woman who is already your Arusa is not fundamentally different than the prohibition of being with the Penuya. Penuya means a non-married girl. So a woman who's not married, one is not permitted to be with. And even after she had Erusin, so she's still not considered to be fully married. So even though Midaraisa, she is your wife. Midaraisa, she can't marry somebody else. Midaraisa, she requires a get if you want to break up the marriage. But Midarabanan, they instituted that she's still considered to be almost like she's not yet married to you. And whatever issa there would be with a Penuya would apply to her as well. And what has to happen in order for her to become Mutares? So she requires Kenisa Lechopa, Ube Bracha, and she requires Sheva Brachas as well. Kedefrishas Kavlo Brachas Ula Baila Kenida. That's a quote right out of Masechet Kala. Masechet Kala is a compilation of small braises at the end of the Gemara. It says in Masechet Kala, Kavlo Brachas Ula Baila Kenida. So Rashi took that literally, not literally in the sense of the Echad Kareis, but literally that there's an Isser. Kozman, she hasn't had chuppah, she hasn't had nesuin, has that brach of share brachas as well. Now Rashi is bothered, if this issur of arusa is only midirabanan, so why are we reciting a bracha on it? Why are we incorporating this into a nusch of brachas ha-mitzvah? The Rashi says, no problem, v'adirabanan nami v'vorachim v'tzivanu, v'asa lanu, ki di ashcha b'nei charekah. Comes Rashi and says, a strange comparison. Rashi says,
Well, we recite a bracha on Erev Chanukah. And the Gemara asks in Masechet Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, how could we recite a bracha Asher Kedishonu Mitzvayis Tzivanu on Erev Chanukah, but Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't obligate us, didn't command us to light Chanukah? And the Zonim Midir Rabbanan. The Gemara says, no problem. Since we're obligated to listen to the Chachamim, and the Chacham in turn told us to light Chanukah candles, therefore we could say to the Rabban Shalom with a straight face, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvayis Tzivanu, you Rabban Shalom will mitzav us to listen to the Rabbanim, who told us, who insisted that we light Erev Chanukah. Rashi says the same pismon is true here as well. But how can we say to Rabban Shalom with a straight face, you Rabban Shalom, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvayis Tzivanu, Arayas, V'asolanas Arusas, you Rabban Shalom, Asad Arusas us. You Rabban Shalom gave us the Yisr of Arusa, not true. The Rabbanim gave us the Yisr of Arusa. Rashi says, he invokes the same Gemara in Masechet Shabbat and says, well, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us we have to listen to the Rabbanim. And the Rabbanim told us that we not allowed to be with a woman who's in Arusa to us. So we could say, again, with a straight face, Asher Kiddushan Mitzvayis Tzivanu, Al HaRayas Vassalana to Arusa. So Rashi, who makes this dimya, makes this comparison between the bracha of lighting Neres Chanukah and the Brichas Erusin, so this seems to be in line with the Rambam Shita from last week, that this is really a Brichas HaMitzvah. That we're really focusing on the Brichas HaMitzvah aspect, and Rashi's bothered that this mitzvah, this Isra of Erusin, is not a Nisah D'Oraisa, it's only the Rabbanan. How could you make a bracha? So Rashi said, oh, you see, from there with Chanukah, you can make a bracha on a mitzvah of the Rabbanan also. According to the Rashi of last week, that the whole notion of this bracha is not really a Brichas HaMitzvah anyway, it's just thanking, you know, a general Brichas HaShevach for marriage. So would I have been so troubled that we're saying Yoslanas Arusas? Yoslanas Arusas is part of a Jewish marriage. They're Isa, they're Abbanim, they're Nafkamina. At the end of the day, we do it. So maybe it wouldn't be so bad to recite the bracha. So the simple reading of Rashi is, Rashi seems to invoke the imagery of a Brechas HaMitzvah, very similar to the Shittas HaRambam. But what this is, according to Rashi, is that we're making a mention of Erusin, which is only the Rabbanan, right smack on this bracha.
We can change the language.
You mean the Lashon Tzivanu is more of a connotation of a mitzvah, more like the Rabban Shalom Tzivanu. But Asalanu is more like, I hear the nuance a little bit, maybe. But this idea that we stick into the bracha of under the chuppah, this idea of Arusa, is really a very strange thing, because the Isser, the Aslanas Arusos, is not really integral to marriage per se. We're really just emphasizing the fact that we're getting married right now, and we're not even discussing the Isser of Erusin and the Suin that we get, the first stage of marriage, second stage of marriage. So it almost sticks out, even the way Rashi is defending it and saying, we have no problem, it's okay to say it, it's not a sheker to say it, but it almost sticks out a little bit like a sore thumb. Like, what are you saying it for? What's the point of Aslanas Arusos? You want to say Asher Kedishan Mitzvayis Tzivanu L'Arayos, that I can begin to understand. We're making a list of those women who we're not allowed to marry. So Baruch Hashem, we're getting married to the woman who we're allowed to get married to, not to the Arayos. But just to stick in this statement of Asalonis Arusos, again, Rashi says, it's not true what we're saying. It can be justified in terms of being a Brichas HaMitzvah, but what's the point of it? Why is the Chazal stuck this phrase into Asalonis Arusos right smack into the middle of the bracha under the chuppah? So, that's the difference. So the Gemara says in the Masechet Tzuba and Yehuda, they used to be miyachid before. To tell the people in Yehuda. I don't know. I'm not sure if that was the reason why. The Gemara says that in Yehuda, they used to actually be miyachid before Nisuin for other reasons, but whether that was the whole reason for the bracha. Pashtus, the Nischa Brachas was instituted way before. The Nischa Brachas was instituted in the days of the Anshik Nes HaGadol, when all the brachas were instituted. That practice of Yehuda was in the days of the Romans, the Gemara says, hundreds of years later. So perhaps there's another meaning where Chazal felt the necessity to include this seemingly strange phrase, Dafka, at this point of Kiddushin. So there is a Gemara in the third of the Mamre Kamos, the Gemara said, Hedrin, and Dafka, and Zayin, and Beis. But the Gemara tells us, the Tani Rebbe Chanina, Ve'ulas Baal Yeshlen, Nichnas Olachup Lo Nivala Eilahen. The Gemara is commenting, it's the Sugya Dafka, and Zayin, said, Hedrin is right smack in the middle of the Sugya of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We know that Goyim have certain mitzvahs that are similar to us. Goyim are not allowed to worship of Adazarin, Goyim are not allowed to steal, they're not allowed to kill, they're not allowed to eat Menachai, and they're not allowed to violate Gilead Arayas. But even though the Shev mitzvahs of Noach obviously apply to Jews as well, there are nuances and differences. What constitutes of Adazar for Goyim may not necessarily be the same as Jewish definition of Adazar. What constitutes Ritzicha for Goyim may not actually be the same as Jewish definition. What constitutes Gezel, Chayinah,
there are nuances of differences even within the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Here the Gemara highlights that there's a difference in terms of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach vis-a-vis Gilui Arayos. Not only is it true that not all Arayos that are also to us are also to them, but even within the example par excellence of an Erev, an Eishes Ish, the definition of what's called an Eishes Ish is different for a Jew than it is for a Goy. What defines a woman as being an Eishes Ish? You know, the first Christian Kedusha, Eishes Nikas Begimul Derachim, that either Kes or Shtar or Bia, as soon as the Maisa Kedusha, the Maisa Eresim was done, the woman is a full-fledged Eishes Ish, Min HaTorah, and she's Mezana, she's Chayav Misa, and if you want to break up, you require a get. There's no question about it. When it comes to a Goy, so that whole notion of Kedushin doesn't make any sense. There's no such parish of Kedushin. Kika Cheshisha was something that was this Chadish Li'acha Matan Torah. That's the famous Rambam at the beginning of the Ishas. The Rambam writes, the Kodim Matan Torah, how do people get married? A man and a woman met. They decided to get married. Shunt. They went home together and lived together. Shunt. They lived as husband and wife. That was marriage. It was a Chiddush HaTorah for Klal Yisrael that there's a concept called the Kedushin, called the Kesef, called the Shtar, called the Bi'al Hashem Kedushin. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, but if you have a, let's say you have a non-Jewish man, non-Jewish woman, and he gives her a ring, and they go to the, I don't know, they go to the justice of the peace, and he declares them man and wife. So the Gemara says that's meaningless. The Mamash not telling doesn't mean anything. If she'll be mezana with somebody else at that point, that's not considered to be an Eishes Ish, a Zinsa. So the Gemara says that Kedushin doesn't make any sense between the two goyim. That was a Chiddush, that was this Chaddish for Klal Yisrael. What if you have Nichnas Olo Chuppah? What if you have a man and a woman, two goyim decide they're going to get married, and they nichnas the chuppah together. They go to a yichud room together, they stand under a canopy together, they have a whole ceremony, have a whole party, etc. Nichnas ala chuppah, but they don't live ala, but they not yet live together literally, physically, as husband and wife. The Gemara says, vice, that's not considered to be an Eishes Ish. So if she's mezana but somebody else, that's also not called Eishes Ish. At what point does a non-Jewish woman become an Eishes Ish? The Gemara comments on the pasuk by Sarah, that the Rav comes to Avimelech, and he gives Musa to Avimelech, and he says, why did you take Sarah? Tehi be'ulas ba'al. The Gemara has a comment, be'ulas ba'al yesh lehem, nichnas ala chuppah ein lehem, that the only thing that declares a woman to be married in goyish law is be'ulas ba'al. Not goyish law, Jewish law that applies to goyim. Namely, our definition, the Torah's definition, the Torah standards of eishes ish are not the same for a Jewish woman as they are for a non-Jewish woman, that be'ulas ba'al yesh lehem, but nichnas ala chuppah ein lehem, kedushin for sure ein lehem. The whole concept of having kedushin doesn't make any sense when it comes to goyim. So perhaps that's part of the idea that Chazal wanted to highlight a little bit in the bracha. The whole theme of this bracha is the idea that there are not just that there's a Jewish marriage, but that there are different stages of marriage. There's a stage of Erisin, there's a stage of Nisuin. That Erisin means something for us, it doesn't mean everything. It's not a matzah and a gamre, but we shouldn't think that Erisin is not important. Erisin is critical, even though the truth is, he's going to go back to his parents' house, and she's going to go back to stay in her father's house, and they're not going to be together for the next 6 months, they'll be together for the next year, but we shouldn't think that nothing happened. A lot of things happened over here. We had an Erisin right now. Why do we have Erisin? Mekadosh Am Yisrael, Dechub B'Kedushin. The whole bracha emphasizes Kedushas Yisrael. The bracha is highlighting the fact that what you are watching right now is a Jewish marriage, you're not watching a non-Jewish marriage. Like Moshe L'Madav Adom, some of the Rishonim Kasha. How come there are many mitzvahs that we don't make a bracha on? That we don't make a bracha when we do chesed. You invite somebody for Shabbos meal, you don't make a bracha. When you go to the hospital to visit somebody, you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? There are many reasons that are given. But one of the reasons that's given is that you don't really make a bracha on a mitzvah b'nam l'chavero because there's nothing inherently Jewish about a mitzvah b'nam l'chavero. I mean, we are supposed to be going with chesedim also. But the truth is that goyim are also supposed to be gomer chesed. Everyone's supposed to be a nice person. The Baruch Shalom wants everybody to emulate him. Everyone should be good with chesed. So comes someone suggests that the whole notion of a bracha, listen to the nusach of a bracha, asher kiddushanu mitzvay sevetivanu. Every time you make a bracha, you want to highlight the fact that we have kiddushas Israel. So it makes sense. I'm about to put on my tefillin. It makes sense to make a bracha. I'm Jewish, therefore I put on tefillin. My non-Jewish neighbor, be a nice guy, but he doesn't put on tefillin. Or I'm Jewish, therefore I hear the shofar. Non-Jew, doesn't hear the shofar. All the brachas always highlight the fact that there's something Jewish that's going on. When you see a couple getting married, you make a bracha. I don't say anything different. Goy wants to get married. He also give a ring. He also have a justice of the peace. He also have a witness to sign on the marriage license. It's the same thing. What's the difference? He answers, what's the difference? It's all the difference in the world. Because they don't have a concept of Dichtel Mechuppah. They don't have a concept of Kiddush. It's meaningless in Halacha, whatever they do. The only thing that creates marriage, creates an Eshes Ish V'goyim, is Be'ulas Baal. The whole notion of Kiddush doesn't make any sense. But we want to highlight in the Bracha of Birchas Erusin that this is not just a marriage that's taking place that's a universal concept that the entire world has marriage. This is a Jewish marriage. This is the Kiddush Yisraelitic marriage. So we want to put a special emphasis on the fact that this is Birchas Erusin. So we're almost putting up on a pedestal. Erusin, Erusin, Erusin. This is it. This is the real McCoy. This is what's happening. Don't think that you just finished the marriage. You got a long way to go. So we need this suin also. Erusin is not enough to be mocked to the woman. We need erusin. We need the suin. If you have erusin and the suin, then you witness the Jewish marriage. A goyish marriage has neither kedushin nor nisuin. Is that the whole picture? A goyish marriage is just bulos bal yeshlem kedushin v'chuppah elohem. So maybe that's part of the reason why there's such an emphasis on the erusin and the nisuin dafka in this bracha itself. It's based on this idea that erusin kedushin is really a Jewish concept, and it was something that was mischadish at Har Sinai. It was mischadish with the chiddush of kedushas Israel. That is a suggested answer to the famous dilemma that the Ramban raises. One of the famous kashas, one of the famous Rambans in Chumash, in the fourth Edim Ramakamos, the Ramban comments on the Maimon Chazal Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvah Saichu Kosai V'Sarasai. The Pesukim Parshas Toldos says that Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given. So the Ramban has this famous question, that Avraham Avinu figured it all out on his own, in Ruach HaKodesh, he figured out all the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Torah. The Osek Ba, and Avraham Avinu was involved, delving into the study of Torah, with a Tameh Mitzvah Seha, not just the actual halakhah of the Torah, but he dealt into the reasons of the Torah, Visodo Seha, and all the deep secrets, or mystical dimensions of the Torah. Avraham Avinu, that's what it means, he was Shomer Kol HaTorah Kula. V'shomro Sakula Ki Mi She'eino Mitzvah V'yoseh. He says, however, even though Avraham Avinu kept the Torah, it had the status like a Misha Einu Mitzvah V'yoseh. The Gemara tells us that you can have an individual who's chayv in a mitzvah, you can have an individual who does a mitzvah without being chayv in the mitzvah. Someone who does the mitzvah not being chayv in the mitzvah is a good thing, it's a wonderful thing. We like that, but it's not quite as high as someone who is Mitzvah V'yoseh. So Avraham Avinu was an Einu Mitzvah V'yoseh. But then the Rabban continues, Ushmirasa Osa Hoya Ba'aretz Bulvad. That he only observed the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, the Yaakov b'chutzlaretz nasa achayos. And therefore, the Ramban continues, that's why not only did Avraham Avinu keep the mitzvahs, but Yitzchak and Yaakov also kept the mitzvahs. How come we find Yaakov Avinu violating something which would otherwise be known as a rayas? He marries two sisters. But the Ramban says that was tacha in chutzlaretz. That's part of the famous Ramban repeats this idea later on. He suggests that's in fact why Rachel, min hashemayim, she had to die dafka before they entered into Eretz Yisrael, because Yaakov couldn't be in the position of being married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. That's the theory of the Ramban, that when we say that the Avos observed the mitzvahs, they only observed the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't observe the mitzvahs in Chutzlaretz. We actually just mentioned Monday night Shia, we mentioned that the Rishonim will disagree with this. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Chulin that claims that the Avos observed the mitzvahs even in Chutzlaretz. Quoted from Yosef in Mitzrayim, Tosfos has the whole Shul Torah, that the Avos kept the mitzvahs even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So according to that the Avos volunteered to do the mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. So what was going on with Yaakov marrying two sisters? So obviously you have to come up with another answer to that dilemma. So there is a suggestion given by the Briska Rav, which is a Briska Torah, that's Yaakov Avinu, it becomes critical for our sugya. So the Briska Rav suggests that the reason why the question doesn't get off the ground, how could Yaakov Avinu be married to two sisters? The answer is because Yaakov Avinu wasn't married to anybody. He wasn't married to either of the two sisters. What does it mean he wasn't married to the sisters? Yaakov Avinu had the status of a Ben Noach, like Amrit of Yaakov, or Ben Noach. Even the people who were quote-unquote part of the developing, becoming the Am Hashem, did not have Kedushas Yisrael yet. Kedushas Yisrael was on his Chadash HaHar Sinai. So everything before Matan Torah was basically, we don't want to insult the others at all, but basically it was like, well, it was like Ben Noach. The status in Aloch was Ben Noach. As such, as the Briska Rav, even if the others would have tried from today till tomorrow to create Kedushin, to create the Chalos of what we call today Kedushin, it couldn't have done it. It didn't exist. They didn't have the Kalim to create Kedushin. The prerequisite for Kedushin is to have Kedusha. Kedusha means Kedushas Yisrael. So the others were very, very special people, but they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael yet, says the Briska Rav. And Mamela, they couldn't create Kiddushin, because Kiddushin can only build upon a pre-existing Kiddushin to Israel. It's based on this, says the Brisker Rav, we understand why the Isra of Achos Isha doesn't make any sense. The Isra of Achos Isha means if a person marries Rachel, in this case marries Leah, then he can't marry Rachel. That's what Achos Isha means. If a person marries Leah, then he can't have relations with Rachel. What if somebody didn't marry Leah? What if somebody simply lived together with Leah? What if somebody was Mizana with Leah? So the Mishnah says in Maseches Yevamos that Noisin Ala Nusa, Noisin Ala Malfuta, that if a person just had relations with a woman, the Isra of Arias doesn't kick in. So there's no issur to marry her sister, no issur to marry her daughter, no issur to marry her mother. All the issurim of Arias that emanate from the fact that a woman is your wife, those halachas only apply if she is your halachic wife. Halachic wife means derech kedushin. But the Brisker Rav says the whole parsha of Gilui Arias, derech ishus, derech kedushin, can't even begin to be discussed pre-Matan Torah. So therefore, you can't ask a kasha, how could Yaakov Avinu marry Rachel? How could he be together with Rachel if he was already married to Leah? The answer is up, he did. He wasn't married to Leah. He had the status of Bula's Baal with Leah. He was like a Ben Noach with Leah. Okay, so he wasn't Mekadosh Leah. The only time Achaz Ishto kicks in is only with Achaz Ishto, Ishto being defined as Kedushas Yisrael. That's the case something that really highlights, really demarcation between the status of a Ben Noach and the status of Klal Yisrael is the fact that only we post-Matan Torah have that notion of Kiddushin, and that creates certain arayas. Then the bracha, Mamish, makes a lot of sense. The bracha is highlighting that whole idea. Asher Kiddushon mitzvayse mitzvano arayas, with praising the Rebbe Shalom, thanking the Rebbe Shalom for giving arayas. We said before that you don't make a bracha on something that's universal. You don't make a bracha on something that Goyim relate to also. Goyim also have arayas. What are we making? What are we patting ourselves in the back? Asher Kiddushon, we're so great we have the Gilui arayas. Pat yourself in the back that you got tefillin, that's good. Pat yourself in the back that you got master, that I understand. Pat yourself in the back that you got arayas. The guy also has arayas. The answer is no, he doesn't have these kinds of arayas. He has arayas of, let's say, he can't marry his mother. He has certain arayas that are biological arayas. But the concept of arayas that come about through Kiddushin, that in fact was not given to Goyim. So that makes a lot of sense why we're talking about that right now. As the couple's about to get married, he's about to be Mekadoshar, so he says, Asher Kiddushon mitzvosav etzivano arayas doesn't mean thank you, Rabbi Shalom, I can't marry my sister. Thank you, I can't marry my mother. I can't marry my daughter. That's not the topic. Asher Kiddushon mitzvosav etzivano arayas means, Rabbi Shalom, you are Mekadosh us, that right now, in one moment from now, I'm about to Mekadosh this woman, and that's going to create a whole series of Isurim. That's going to create, I can't marry this woman's sister, and I can't marry this woman's mother, and I can't marry this woman's daughter, I can't marry her granddaughter, I can't marry her grandmother, Ishavita, Ishavima, Vachayma, all the different dinim that emanate from the fact that my execution is about to take place. That entire parsha doesn't apply to Goyim. That's exactly, makes a lot of sense to talk about that right then and there. Because the whole theme of this bracha is to highlight that this is a Jewish marriage. A Jewish marriage carries with it all of these added bonuses, all these added dimensions that a Goyishim marriage doesn't have. It's interesting that this Brisker Rav is such a beautiful lumbish, a Brisker of art. How come the Ramban didn't say this? How come the Ramban was so bothered with this kasha that how could Yaakov marry two sisters and he had to come up with the Shtikl Torah, the Chut Torah is different? So I think that this is the Ramban L'Shitasek. There was a Ramban later on in Chumash and Parshas Emor, where the Ramban has a machlokes with the Bali HaTosef about what exactly the status of the Avos was pre-Matan Torah. Was it really true that there was no Kedushas Yisrael pre-Matan Torah? Well, Kedushas Yisrael started, in a sense, even from the days of Avraham Avinu. So the Ramban has the machlokes with Tosfos about how did you determine Jewishness pre-Matan Torah? We know the Gemara tells us, based on Shulchan, that you always follow the mother. The mother's Jewish, the child's Jewish. The mother's Goyas, the child is a Goy. That's another portion. That's based on Shulchan. The Gemara, the third parakh, the second is Kedushin. So the Ramban quotes from Tosfos that din only started post-Matan Torah. That was one of the mitzvot. That was one of the din given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that it goes through the mother, but Kodem Matan Torah says Tosfos, you follow patrilineal descent. That was pre-Matan Torah. You followed the father. So therefore, Tosfos writes pre-Matan Torah. If your father was part of the Am Hashem, so to speak, then you were part of the team. If your father wasn't part of the Am Hashem, then you weren't part of the team. That's what Tosfos explains. The man quotes from the Valley of Tosfos. That's why the Megadeth from the end of Parshas Emor. The Torah says, who was he exactly? He was a Ben Ish Mitzri. His father was a Mitzri. His father was a Goy. And his mother was Shlomo's Bas Divri. His mother was Jewish. So the Chazal say about that individual that he was Nizgaya. He was Nizgaya. Why was he Nizgaya? His mother was Jewish. So what was he Nizgaya for? So the Ramban quotes him twice. So said he had to be Nizgaya because he wasn't Jewish. because Apidin, he followed his father, was pre-Matan Torah. So the Ramban thinks that that's not correct. The Ramban says that that din, that you follow the mother, that was the schadesh to Klal Yisrael. When did Kedushas Yisrael start? When did the din of Yichus and Mishpachas Klal Yisrael start? So the Ramban says, that didn't start Matan Torah. That's not Ram Avinu already. The minute that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was cursed to Bris with Ram Avinu, Lios Techolakim Zachacharecha, whichever Bris, the first Bris, the second Bris, one of the Brisos, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu entered into an agreement with Ram Avinu that he's going to be the Am HaNifcha, that's going to be the Am Hashem. So already, you follow the mother, already at that point. Path of lineal descent was for the Ummah Ta'olam, but not for Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael started from day one, from the time of Ram Avinu. So that's the case that the Ramban held, that there was a degree of Kedushas Yisrael called the Matan Torah. But then I understand why the Ramban couldn't go down the root of the briskerup. The Ramban couldn't say there's no Kedushin pre-Matan Torah. The Ramban could have Kedushin pre-Matan Torah. The concept of Kedushin could exist pre-Matan Torah because this Kedushin is Yisrael pre-Matan Torah. Apparently the briskerup was going big plus the Balei HaTosfos. If there's no Kedushin Yisrael pre-Matan Torah, if there's no Kedushin Yisrael, then the corollary is that there's no Kedushin either. All right, it was Kedushin Yisrael, but there was no Tzibu yet. They had Kedushin Yisrael so they could create a Maisa Kedushin, but there was no Tzibu to keep mitzvahs. They weren't Mechuyiv, and this mitzvah wasn't given to them yet. That's what it was, only Torah's Eina Mitzvah V'yaysa, so they only decided to volunteer it in Eretz Yisrael. That's all the Ikam Mokom Shmiras HaMitzvahs, the Ramban writes. So if you're Mechuyiv in mitzvahs, so you have to do mitzvahs of Chutzpah itself. If you're not Mechuyiv, so it's enough to volunteer it in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole part of we have a little bit of a better understanding of what exactly is going on in this Nitzcha Bracha. That we want to talk a little bit about Kedusha, a little bit about Erisin, you know, a little bit about Nesuin, etc. And even in the Chasimus HaBracha, so we understand that whenever you have a Chasimus HaBracha, so it summarizes quickly what the basic theme of the Bracha was. So the Chasimus HaBracha is Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Am Yisrael, the Chuppah of Kedusha. So we once again, we highlight the Chuppah, which is the Nesuin, and the Kedusha as well. The only problem is that the Rishonim are bothered is that it's out of order. Because when the Bracha concludes, when Mekadosh Am Yisrael de Chuppah v'Kedushin, it should have been Ayde Kedushin v'Chuppah, because you do Kedushin first. Kedushin is the first stage, and then Chuppah / Nesuin. The Gemara uses the term Nesuin, the Gemara uses the term Chuppah. We're just not sure what those terms mean. So some Rishonim say it means what we call a Chuppah, standing under a canopy. Another Rishonim, the Rambam, says it means a Yichadru. It doesn't mean standing under a canopy, it doesn't mean anything. It means a Yichadru. That's why I always say that Am Minigas, we do both. Why do we do both? Because we want to make sure we're married the Choladeus, but the reason why we do both is that there are two different models of what a Jewish home looks like. So sometimes a home is supposed to be like a chuppah. I'm sure why open? Hey, based on Pasuach Levach, you have a Neim coming in, Talatosh should be coming in, guests coming in. It's open for everybody. That's one kind of a Jewish home. And the other kind of Jewish home, sometimes needs some privacy. You have to close the door. It's always open. So you never have a normal family life. Sometimes you have to have a yichud room. You have to know how to lock the door. We always say, as I say to the couple, when they give a little bit of chizuk before the wedding, that you have to know that we get married both ways. We get married with a chuppah, with an open chuppah. Everybody's there. The parents are there, the cousins are there, the uncles, everybody's under the chuppah. Everyone's always on top of you. And sometimes you have to know when that's appropriate. And sometimes you have to know when it's appropriate to lock the door. Just the two of you are supposed to be in the house by yourself. Yesh v'yesh. But back to the more halachic terminology, if we want to highlight both the chuppah and the kedushin, why the out of order? Why don't we say Mekadosh? We should say Mekadosh Am Yisrael Dei Kedushin V'Chuppah rather than vice versa. So the Rosh in the fifth of the Ramakamos, the Rosh picks up on this in Ksubas Perek Aleph, Ksubas Yudeis. He's Kibo Israel Rusos Vetan Esuos V'Chuppah V'Kedushin Shlo Yita Adam Loimar Shal Habracha Shal Kedushin Niskin Al Atira Loi. Like we said before, that we're always nervous that if a person hears the words Kedushin, he's going to think, okay, great, I just was Mekadosh, now everything's okay. No. The kach is kibul chuppah. Therefore, Chazal right away wanted to get in the word chuppah. Loimar the dafka bichas chuppah materas akal. We say to the chos, "Let's gotta come back in 6 months. We're gonna come back next year because right now it's garnish. Right now you're not allowed to be with her. That a kedushin, she's meshizish, but she's still not materas to you. You have to wait. So we really, really want to highlight the fact that we need chuppah. Ulahachi na migdimu chuppah le kedushin loimar v'telanus anesuos aydei chuppah she'acha bichas kedushin." So we want to almost say chuppah first to say that the real master is the chuppah, and you should just know that the chuppah is what followed the kedushin. So the Russians are trying to work into the words why we go out of our way to say chuppah first. So in the Hagos Ashrian, which are the notes on the side of the Rosh, so a compilation from different Rishonim, so there goes Ashri on that Rosh, quotes from the Mordechai, a different pshat. משום דזימנים דמקדשים בשעת ברכת נישואין, ואז הכנסת זכופה קודמת בקידושין. הכנסת זכופה שמסרו לחוסן בשחרס קיימים הברכה. But the Mordechai says that the reason why we say chuppah v'kiddushin is because very often the chuppah is taken before the kiddushin, So he says that what is the chuppah? There again, we mentioned before there are different shittas in the Rishon what the chuppah is. But the Mordechai's opinion was that the chuppah is when we basically hand her over to the chassan, and we when the chassan comes in and he takes her, whatever that means, that's already considered to be the nisuin, and that very often will happen even before he actually is mekadoshah. So when the later poskim quote this, and they say that's almost what we do also. That this is what some poskim said. That's the bedekin. The bedekin is almost like the kenisa l'chuppah. That the husband comes and he basically takes control. He comes, he puts a veil over her, and he I don't know, gives her bracha, gives her flowers, whatever he does. And sure, that's already considered to be the ma'isa kenisa l'chuppah. She's not even married yet. She's not even mekadeshes yet. And then a half hour later, we go and he's mekadeshah. So even though it's a very strange thing, we usually think that Kiddushin comes before Nisuin, so we got a rule. Not necessarily. You could have Nisuin before Kiddushin as well. Strange type of chalos. Those poskim wanted to argue that the Badekin has the status of Nisuin. That only makes sense if the husband is the chassan, the one who does the Badekin. There were actually two different menhagim in Europe. The earlier poskim quote, there were some communities in Europe that the chassan himself didn't even cover over the kala space. They made a whole procession, and then the Besara Kiddushin would go. Someone in the Rabbanim, somebody would go and cover up the kala. It wasn't considered supposed to be a nisuin. It was just to get it ready, to come to the chuppah. So it was nothing. It was meaningless. Not pi'alocha. If the Besara Kiddushin is doing it, he's not marrying her. So that's obviously not the nisuin. But Aminig is obviously not the way. Aminig is that the chassan does it. So according to some, that's almost like the kiddush of the chuppah. This is the source for the chumrah that some Besara Kiddushin have to insist on having aidim for the bedekin. There are some if you need an extra kibud, you're running short of kibudim, so some insist on having Eidim for the Bedekin. It's a Rav Yitzchak ben Machmir on that. Others are not Machmir on that. Either because they hold that the whole thing is not true, the Bedekin is Bechlal not the Nisuin, or maybe they hold that Nisuin doesn't need Eidim, or maybe they hold there are Eidim. There's 500 people who are watching the Bedekin, so maybe that's good enough to be Eidim. So whatever it is, but that minig of having, of treating the Bedekin almost like a Nisuin is a throwback to this opinion in the Mordechai. So the... Go ahead. That's what this Mordechai says. The most of Rishonim say they've never heard such a thing. The Pasha that Dvarim is, how can you do Nisuin for Kiddushin? Nisuin is the Gemar Hadover in the Kiddushin. If you didn't start it, if you didn't start the work, how can you finish the work? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. But the Mordechai says it's a Chiddush Gal.
What it is for? Then the deck
end
has nothing to do with
Nisuin. Right. We do it some, yeah. Some to... Because the condition says in Ksubas, that was a sign of a kala with a basula, when her hair was covered, when her face was covered, when she would walk down to the chuppah, that was always a way to demarcate everyone to realize that she's a basula.
What is important?
Why chuppah
then
be
chuppah for?
Which chuppah? What do you mean?
Why should a person stand in the chuppah? Let's do the ring ceremony.
Right. So when even if you hold like those Rishonim that say the chuppah is the chuppah, not the yichud rule, you hold that it's mamish the chuppah. So then, they're standing under the chuppah right after the ring is given. Also, I mean, in Ochanan, when they first stand under the chuppah together and they're just walking around, she's walking around, they're singing mivan siach, nothing happened yet. Nothing happened yet. The minute that he puts the ring on, she becomes mekudeshes, and now they continue to stand under the chuppah. So they're right. They said to be nisuin. You have everything all rolled together as one. Otherwise, you have to start walking around, spaziering around in the middle of the wedding. So we're still going back to the bracha story. So we're still not sure why the nechav bracha switched. So the Rosh had trying to tell us a whole simple story about to highlight the fact that the chuppah is the real master. The Hagel Sashi is trying to, Mordechai and the Hagel Sashi is trying to pivot on the fact that every once in a while the nesu comes first. So the Ran of the 7th of Maramah Kamos quotes a collector's item from one of the early Rishonim for the Bala Iter, as to why exactly the it says Aydei Chuppah V'Kiddushin out of order. Because of the Sefer Iter, She'ikra Nuskehu Aydei Chuppah B'Kiddushin. He said it was a misprint. That the Nuskeh HaBrach is supposed to be Aydei Chuppah B'Kiddushin with a base. Now, that would make a lot of sense. Aydei Chuppah, we're praising Hashem for the Chuppah that's coming about with the Kiddushin. I mean, it's not Chuppah first. Not an order chuppah first, then kiddushin afterwards. It's the chuppah that was the culmination of the kiddushin. So how in the world did the beis become a vav? You have to know a little bit of diktuk. So says the Baal Iter. They shahad daikonim to rule a beis, a rafa. The people who knew diktuk, the nine yeshiva bachrim, So they would say this bracha under the chuppah. They would say the kaddish al yisrael de chuppah v'kiddushin a vase because one of the rules of Beggar Kefet from the third grade is that when you have a letter that normally we get a dagish, the Beggar Kefet letters that we normally get a dagish, but if it's following the Osios Ehavi, if I'm not mistaken, I think from my early elementary school days, these four Osios, Mirafos Beggar Kefet, they said Beggar Kefet in those days also, when I grew up it was Beggar Kefet, but okay, when we get old it's Beggar Kefet. So if you have one of those letters, such as a hey before those letters, so then it makes the bays into a vase. Tell us, say from the custom of Bivav, after there were people who were at enough weddings and heard the Medaikanim, the Bali Dipdik saying, with a vase, so somebody made a mistake, and they wrote it down as Avav, and lo and behold, became entered into the Yasko Tzidur as Avav. So again, an interesting collector's item as to where that mistake came from. But according to the Bali Itar, so he claims that the emesis is that the Kedusha is not coming before the Chuppah, and the other story, the Rush telling us, it really is, chronologically, it is Kedusha first. The only reason why it's Chuppah first is because the Chuppah is Vik Kedusha with the vase, and therefore it doesn't have any negative, any other connotations whatsoever. So again, a Bracha Yivchar as to why exactly we say the Bracha the way we do, but the Maisa that is in it. The Nusra Bracha, as appears in the Gemara, is Chuppah, at least in the word, the text in the Gemara, is Chuppah actually before the word Kedusha. So Chuppah, we saw a little bit about some of the details, some of the interesting nuances of some of the nusach of this bracha. Hope that next week we'll continue a little bit about some of the other brachas that are recited under the chuppah, the Baruch Pri Hagafen and the Sherev brachas, and try to complete the marriage part of this type of the brachas in the life cycle and move on with Shem tomorrow.
Walking away without truth. That's the punishment.